Welcome back to our big broadcast, coast to coast, border to border. We're going to go to AK Patch here in a few moments. He is patiently waiting on the telephone for us. We're going to go to him here in a few moments. And welcome back to our big broadcast, coast to coast, border to border. It is iHeartRadio. It is AMFM, 247.com. Tune in, iTunes, Radio Loyalty. And we are going to go to Alan K. Patch with Patches of History here in just a few moments. And today on Patches of History, it is going to be an incredible, incredible segment, as they are each and every week. And we're going to speak here in a few moments with Alan K. Patch, retired Navy captain, historian, Passage of Delphi. Delphi's Chosen are available at akpatchauthor.com. Live from San Diego, California, this Russian was there first. And Alan K. Patch joins us. How are you, sir?
Great, Jiggy. Happy to be back with you.
Now, we have Russians in the attic, Russians in the pantry, Russians hiding in the president's golf bag, but the one Russian we should be looking for is the first woman in space. Here is the historic story of Valentina Tereshkova. God, I hope I got that right. On Patches of History with our good friend, Dr. Alan K. Patch. Tell us a little bit about Valentina, my friend.
Well, first of all, Jiggy, check your coffee. Is there a Russian transmitter in your coffee cup there?
It might be. It might be, baby. It might be.
This is one story they might want to hear. We might want them to hear. But yeah, let's talk about this woman that seems to be forgotten in the swirl of Cold War politics. We talk a lot, and we just had this big event in San Diego called Comic-Con, where we look at superheroes and everything, and it's a great show and everything, and it's about make believe heroes. This is a real hero. Wait till you hear the story of this woman. You aren't going to believe that. In 1983, the United States sent our first woman astronaut up in the Space Shuttle Challenge, Sally Ride. Well, the Soviet Union sent a woman to space in 1963. And this woman beat out 400 other applicants in the Soviet space program. And one of the reasons for that was she had joined a parachute jumping club at like 24 years old. And she had 126 jumps to her credit. And so she was considered kind of a parachute champion. And she applied for the space program, and they picked her over 400 other women, and she didn't even tell her mother, Jiggy, because the program was so secret.
Wow. Holy smokes. It's Alan K. Patch with us today. He joins us live here in our big broadcast, coast to coast, border to border on TuneIn, iTunes, Radio Loyalty. Check out akpatchauthor.com. That's akpatchauthor.com. How did this flight turn out, AK?
Well, here's the story. She went up in what was called the Vostok 6, and Vostok 1 was Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space.
Yep.
He went up in 1961, and we're trying to follow closely and send our guys up there, too. But by the time we get to Vostok 6, she goes up, and she goes around the Earth 48 times over almost, like a 71-hour period, like 3 days. I mean, really, if you think about this, this is incredible because, how many times did John Glenn go around in his orbit? 3 times. So
yep.
This lady went around 48 times. And so, her flight went well. But here's kind of like the amazing thing, which is what we're going to talk about next, Jiggy.
It is an amazing, amazing story today. Alan K. Patch joins us. Patches of History today. Here on our big program, coast to coast and border to border on TuneIn, iTunes, Radio Loyalty, and of course, iHeartRadio today. How did the Russians, the cosmonauts, how did they get back to Earth here, AK?
Well, this is the thing that is really the most astounding. When we sent our astronauts up in the Gemini and Apollo programs, they would go up into space, they come down the capsule, they splash down the water, get an aircraft carrier nearby. They, pick out the astronauts, put them in quarantine, and that's how we recover them. The Soviet Union did it completely differently. What they did is they brought the cosmonauts back down to Earth on land. And this is the more incredible part of it. At 20,000 feet, the capsule ejects the cosmonaut. So in other words, this young lady, 26 years old, at 20,000 feet, is ejected from her capsule, like 4 miles up from the Earth. And then she floats down to Earth in her parachute. And that's probably why they picked her. I mean, she was a parachute champion. So can you imagine?
That is absolutely...
You know, and this is the amazing thing. She finally gets back down to Earth, and she hits her face and, you know, bruises her nose. And these farmers nearby find her. You know, the authorities haven't even gotten to her yet. They help her out of her clothing. You know, they feed her. And later, the Soviet officials aren't real happy because they're not the first ones to reach her and examine her.
It's absolutely amazing. It's Alan K. Patch. He joins us today here on iHeartRadio, AMFM247.com. Tune in, iTunes, Radio Loyalty, Passage of Delphi, and Delphi's Chosen are available at akpatchauthor.com. Why is she largely forgotten, my friend?
Well, you know, isn't that a sad story? Someone who did this heroic of an act is really forgotten, and it must be partially due to the Cold War politics, and but really, you know, this kind of character should really transcend countries and politics. We really should recognize for what it is. By the way, she's still alive. She's in her 80s, and she was there at the 2008 the Summer Olympics, and she carried one of the relay torches. She even went to Vladimir Putin and told him that if he ever does a trip to Mars, like a to journey out to Mars, and if it's a one-way trip, she'll still volunteer for it for him.
That's absolutely amazing.
Can you believe it?
It's amazing.
So she's dedicated, isn't she?
Very dedicated, my friend. Well, I appreciate you making time for us today. Thanks for joining us today here on Patches of History. Thank you, AK.
All right, Jiggy, we'll be back to you next Thursday for Patches of History.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you, my friend. akpatchauthor.com. That's akpatchauthor.com. That is that. And we are out of here.